Oh, man. So, yeah. Kind of a crazy day. Went in and recorded the podcast early to put it up early. A bunch of other stuff. Stuff got done, and that's cool. You never got your second MMR shot? Jeez. It seems like a good thing to discover before it's too late, I guess. I don't know. Another rollie, I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Woo! They said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said be all you can be. Always knew I could rule the world. Let's define what my world is. Knee deep in this dope money. Damn near where my world ends. Same block, same rock. I was thinking about murdering. I ain't getting my hands dirty. Let you worry about serving them. Yeah, they said be all you could be, nigga. Woo! They said be all you could be. I just wanna buy another rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Yeah, they said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said the truth set you free. Kick her out. She's being bad. Kick her out of the swimming pool. Well, she's like, no horseplay. No horseplay in 2 Chainz's pool. 2 Chainz's pool here. We got rules. Welcome to our ool. Notice there's no P in it. Let's keep it that way. Rule number 2, no horseplay. And I'm going till I KO. Eyes closed, I'm okay. All my bitches know they roll. Even when we role play, my homie got that 9 on him.
all night and all day and all night and all day and all night. Like that shit's his motherfucking soulmate, cause no time for hand in hand when you got this paper hand in hand. Bitch, I'm feeling like a grown ass little boy. Nigga, nan, 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 nan. Bitch, I'm feeling like a grown ass little boy. Cause I still love to get pampered, but don't get it twisted. Watch your stepping fucking manners.
Woo! They said the truth set you free. Woo! They said be all you can be.
Woo!
Woo! They said be all you can be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Woo! I just wanna be who I am. Woo! Who I am, always knew I could rule the world. Let's define what my world is. Knee deep in this dope money, damn near where my world ends.
Everything's okay.
Yeah.
I'm leaving room for you. Get in. Cent thinks that they're looking like cookies and cream. You guys are making wrestling sound like a real fucking banger tonight. That's not like it's an important show or anything. It's not like the fucking one before WrestleMania or anything. Actually, I don't even know if you can hear me. It sounded like you guys were having some buffering situations. I don't know.
Organic herb, stay away from the Forbes. If I only could tell you more, I got this, I got that, I got that, I got this,
got a kilo for 20. My chopper say I'm the shit.
Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling.
Okay, all right.
Shepherds in the closet. This shit y'all ask for. Make a nigga mash on the gas flow. Two doors, four doors. Roll through the hood like task force. Fast forward.
Oops.
They say they wanna see proof. My record sales ain't much of theirs, and we still ride the same coupes. How we still fuck the same hoes? Why we still buy the same clothes? How we both got the same watch? I'm just keeping y'all on your toes. Dope boys, gold mine. That price dropping, that coke rise, and set it over that blue flame, then hang dry like clothesline. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a
Shepherds in the closet.
This that shit that y'all want. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all want. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all want. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all want. This shit sound like God, don't it?
Cleaner, I would love to talk to the cleaner. I'm not super familiar with his work. You know, I've seen those Wrestle Kingdoms and not that much else. Like a little couple of things here and there, but seems like he'd be an all right dude.
Let's see what's on the radio.
Soul Assassin Radio, Shade 455 from Backside Burbank on a Monday night.
Holla.
My girl Tiana Glaze in the building.
That's right.
Tommy Riblet's in the building.
Riblet.
How you doing?
I'm good.
How's your week? Everything good?
Yeah, you know, last night was emotional for me. Or what I say, Wednesday night. You know, I'm a Empire fan.
Oh, why?
Yo, Malik Yoba died! Spoiler alert! Nah, but that was a good show. But besides that, your boy K-Dot is breaking the internet. I never heard so many people bitch about an album and praise it at the same time.
That means people are talking about it. That's all that matters.
Yep. That's what I'm about.
You know what I mean? Fuck. Mm-hmm. Talk shit, whatever you gotta say. But personally, woo!
Nah, I concur.
That fucking album is banging.
I concur.
You know, West Coast stand up. Appreciate that. The funk is in the building.
Damn.
And a lot of dope underground people work on that record.
Yeah.
Flying Lotus, Terrence Barnes. Terrence Barnes is really not underground, but I'm glad Terrence Barnes is getting his props on this record because he works hard. He's out here in the West all the time.
That's what's up.
And then my boy Thundercat on that bass. He must play about 7 tracks, you know. She's dope. I'm fucking with it.
Cool.
Don't play. What's up with your record over there?
Skipping on my own.
There it goes.
Redo. That's how you know we're live.
That's how you know we are taped, but we're not really taped. We're kind of live. Actually, we can do it all the way live. Eric's over there touching himself. I don't know what he's doing. God damn it.
Holla. Yeah, let's talk about our guests.
What we got going on today?
Oh, Bodega Brothers? Brothers with a V.
Bodega Brothers.
I'm interested in the history on their name.
Because
they're from Texas, right? That's what you were telling me or some shit?
One of them is from Texas. Okay, are they from Texas? You telling me? The mic is over there.
I'm on the mic now. He's from New York.
I know. I was about to say.
He's from New York?
That guy's from New York, but the other two are from Texas, and the other one's from Chicago.
Tell me something about him, Tom.
Oh, you know, this guy over here can freestyle just about anything.
This guy over here, okay, like.
All of this work, I need me a forklift. Any nigga with a chopper,
Treason and orchard, anybody in the room who don't smoke weed is getting tortured by the smoke. Niggas choke, niggas cough when they fart. Need to quit it, but they still trying to hit it too hard. It's the dick gang radio. Frosted J's.
MF Radio coming to you live from downtown Tokyo as we celebrate the first ever Ultra Japan.
Don't you. Found a new way to live.
It's the adventures of Jerry, the Coachella ticket unicorn.
While frolicking in the Marin headlands, Jerry made an amazing discovery.
Sam Smith, Madonna, Meghan Trainor, Kelly Clarkson, Snoop, all taking the stage live on NBC Sunday, March 29th. Plus, Jamie Foxx is hosting, and he's going to jump on with us in a little bit here. This girl up for best lyrics, Tove Lo, back to back, Heroes 29.
We go hide away in daylight. We go undercover, wait out the sun.
The kid and pray for your nigga.
Listen to the music of the 40s. Nothing but bangers. Nothing but bangers. Soundgarden on the Pearl Jam station. They're playing Soundgarden on the Pearl Jam station. Did Stone Gossard lose a fucking arm wrestling competition or something?
Oh.
is that there's no one song I want to hear right now. There's nothing I'm like, oh man, because it's like, it's the problem with the information age. Everything's at our fingertips at all times. Nothing's hard to find. I mean, I can get my phone out and do YouTube searches and fucking play that, or, you know, sign back up for Spotify or use Plex to hit my home server, but most of that's on the iPod that's already in the car. It's all there. But that, you know?
You drive. Outlaw country.
Yeah, law, love it. That man's an outlaw. You firebomb that bus full of kids. Who would do that? That real motherfucking jazz. It's so real that the artist and song fields are fucking empty. It doesn't matter. It's about the text fields they aren't filling in, you know? Like a lost track from the Echo of the Dolphin CD soundtrack. Character select screen music from the unreleased Echo the Dolphin fighting game.
I mean, I don't want this to be just sketches and novelty songs linked together. I want there to be substance, not just fluff. Not that there's anything wrong with fluff, but I want to strive for something that makes people really pay attention. You know what I mean?
Huh. I
I totally stopped listening.
I fucking hate this.
Not a chance for my career to advance. And there's no straight guys here for me to romance. I guess I'll swallow my pride and make the best of the rest of this spree. Listen, I'm singing Jeff. Stuck in a show where I am playing me.
You'll hear plenty of hits on Broadway.
Okay, there's no need for a big production.
But you'll also hear some rare gems, like this one.
Rare gems. Rare gems from Broadway. On Broadway.
Marry me.
Whoops, I turned it off. Song should have just been a Kidz Bop original. Just like, give it to Kidz Bop. It's like, I don't know how to do this. Song goes and I've just been mishearing it, or they clean it up. They say come home with me instead of come on to me. I don't know, man.
Performances, inspiring stories, fan surprises, and more. Be one of the first to know who is taking home an Arty.
Thank you. Oh my.
Parents, tickets on sale now at AXS.com/RTMA. You won't want to miss this year's RDMAs. It's your music, your way, your awards.
Your music, your way. Does music the way you want it? On Sirius XM Channel 79. Check out exclusive interviews with some of the biggest names in music.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
I'm Ed Sheeran.
Get to know brand new artists before anyone else.
We are.
Have direct access to some of your favorite stars.
I love you too.
And listen to the songs you love. Your music, your way, your station. Sirius XM Channel 79. Radio Disney.
Whoa, we're back already. I'm Selena Gomez, and your favorite music continues now on Radio Disney.
Force report.
Not in a tractor.
There we go.
New one, not even a used tractor. That was hard for me, but I buckled down and I wrote that shit down.
Well, you guys both deserve it. Congratulations. This is awesome.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.
That's barrel racer Nancy Hunter, who has now won the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo three straight times. She told Boyd Bohamus in her in-arena interview after winning the rodeo, she was thinking of changing her horse Fuzz's name to Rodeo Houston. Why not? She's going to be somewhere high up in the top 15 in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association's world standings when those standings are released later this week. Kid had never been to Houston before as a competitor, saddle bronc rider Zeke Thurston. Now, his dad, Skeeter Thurston, was a champion in Houston in 1981 on his way to four or five trips to the National Finals Rodeo. But Zeke was not even supposed to be riding in Houston. He actually came into the rodeo.
Why was Zeke riding in Houston?
This year, at the ripe young age of 20.
Jesus, Zeke.
And he just made a couple of great rides on Saturday afternoon, including an 89-point beauty on the Birch Rodeo Company horse Lunatic from Hell in the fourth round to win the title. Amy Wilson had a chance to talk to Zeke Thurston.
All right, Zeke Thurston, 289-point ride today in the saddle bronc riding. You came away $50,000 richer. First of all, congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
They record this while standing near a payphone.
You, you said you knew which horse you had. You'd been on it before. It didn't quite work out the first time, but you were hoping this time it did. Obviously, it didn't.
Yeah, the first time I got on him, I really tried to hold my feet, and I kind of got in a little trouble, and I didn't ride him as good as I would like to for how good that horse is. And today, they got a tail on him, and he's kind of bronky in there. He's not very old. He's kind of a younger horse, and they poked him out of there, and he jumped in the front of the chute, and I didn't get him spurred out, but he got it on right there, and I was just happy to get him rode.
Did you ever remember having a day where you were just so on fire and everything just clicked like it did today?
Oh, I don't know. I've had good days, and I've had bad days in rodeo, and I just praise the Lord that today is a good day.
Days like this make it all worth it, don't they?
Yeah. This is what you live for. This is what you dream for, you know, and especially when you're little, you know, and me being a rookie this year coming up, and this is pretty cool.
When you made that ride and then got off, what was the first thought that went through your head? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I just watched the replay, and I was like, man, you kind of bucked right out of there, but no, it was cool.
During the ride, could you tell it was going to be the winning one? Can you tell how many points you're going to be, or you just had to wait and leave it up to the judges?
I didn't know what I was going to be. You know, I just tried to keep my chin down and lift and spur, keep my feet going, so luckily that's what I got done.
Earlier today when I talked to you, you gave a lot of credit to your dad and other bronc riders who have helped you. Kind of talk about that some more.
Yeah, my dad won Houston, I think, in 86, and a guy that I really look up to, John Rothwell, just, you know, a couple hours west of here is where we've been staying, and I've been down there with him, and he won it in the Cap Open in 76, I think. So it's pretty cool to, you know, like, follow in the footsteps of your mentors and people that you really look up to, and so that's exciting. I'm pretty excited about that.
Did your dad get to be here today, or at least watch it?
No, he's at home. My sister's at a hockey tournament, so they're there. They probably got it on the iPad watching it, but they're back there.
And have you guys talked to him yet?
No, I haven't talked to anybody yet. I've been running around here like crazy.
Yeah, when you win $50,000, you get a lot of media attention.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for that big amount of money that you just won?
No, I
cocaine, mostly. Gonna buy a bunch of cocaine.
You talked earlier about how you like to rope in addition to riding broncs. Do you ever want to do other events, or bronc riding is where your focus and love is?
Yeah, that's, I love riding broncs, but I really like roping, and I have a blast roping, you know. I may not be the wolfiest roper, but I sure have fun doing it. And that's what John, he's really been helping me with my roping and stuff, and he's good, you know, like we've been riding some young horses and training some horses and stuff. So, one day I would like to be at a competitive level with my roping, you know, especially my calf roping. I would even like, you know, to try for the all around at some point.
That'll be cool. So you mentioned your dad won Houston in 86. That was well before you were even born, because you're 20 years old. Do you remember, though, your dad riding? Were you old enough to remember that?
Faintly, you know, in the last, you know, couple years that he rode, I can remember riding at the CFR and some of that. But for the most part, you know, just old tapes, about piles of old tapes back, you know, at the house. And some of the old bronc rides and NFRs and stuff. So.
Do you think your style is similar to his?
I don't know.
Like, maybe trim this interview up a little bit.
You know,
I don't know. Well, whatever. What else they got to talk about, right? I mean,
and so that's
it's the Western Sports Report. Like, go deep.
Bit,
go deep.
You know, but the horses have gotten better. You know, like, nowadays, the horses are. Back then they had great horses, but they're few or far in between, you know, like, but nowadays they're with the breeding programs and stuff, so that, I mean, the horse is half of it, and when they make you look good, that's always good.
Well, awesome job today. We're so excited for you.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
That saddle bronc rider Zeke Thurston, the champion of the Houston Livestock Show. As I mentioned, it was a good weekend for kids in the bronc riding in Houston. Zeke won the rodeo on Saturday. Rusty Wright, 19 years old, turned around and won the saddle bronc riding in the Super Shootout on Sunday. We've got more on Western Sports Roundup coming up from Houston, Texas.
more Western Sports Roundup coming up on Rural Radio Sirius XM 80. Tuesday at AgriTalk.
Condition is a big part of it. And I don't know if it's just a general type of lubrication that's...
Wait. Well, let's listen to this Canadian dude talk about lube.
Well, I think... I'm assuming because you say you're both in your 60s that your wife is in menopause. And is she taking anything at all? Some of the stuff is controversial, but is she taking anything to counteract the effects of menopause?
No, she's worried about cancer taking anything.
Okay.
I guess part of the problem. So.
Yeah, and actually, in terms of hormone replacement therapy, if you don't start the medication immediately after, it's not recommended that you start it much after menopause. But one of the things that she can take that, with discussion with her gynecologist, does she have any personal cancer history?
Her mother and her aunts have different types of cancer, yeah.
Okay, but she has not had anything, fortunately.
She has not had any problems.
Okay, I would like her to discuss it with her doctor, but it's quite safe to take lubricants, a lubrication that is hormonally enhanced, that has estrogen in it. And the reason that is so safe, and in fact, some oncologists, some cancer specialists will even give it to women who have had things like breast cancer. Not all, but some will. Is because it doesn't have anywhere near the amount that the pills have, that the hormone replacement therapy pills have. And more than that, it acts very effectively locally, right in the vagina. It helps the vaginal walls and it helps lubrication.
Uh-huh.
And some
okay.
of it is absorbed, but only about 20-50%. So you start out with less estrogen in it and you absorb much less. So it's really quite safe. I would still like your wife to talk to her gynecologist, but it's quite, quite safe and should help the pain enormously. So I think that's a good thing. I think Dr. Bueller, who is specializing in sexuality with chronic illness, I think if you could tell her what some of your feelings were when you had chronic illness and how you went about dealing with being sexual anyway, perhaps you could share that a little bit. I think that would be right in line.
Just one thing that I think is very important is to...
Football player.
Oh, he told you. Well, I better go.
Why did you tell Junior you played professional football for the New York Giants? You never played football in your life.
All right, so I exaggerated a little.
But he'll find out.
Peg, you didn't tell me.
Oh, no, I kept quiet. But I don't understand how a smart boy like Junior can swallow a story like that.
Well, it was the picture that done it. You know where I'm wearing the football uniform with the big G on my chest? He thought it stood for Giants.
But that was only a costume you wore when you were a bouncer at the Gridiron Cafe.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was almost like real football. I used to tackle guys who made passes at girls.
Very funny.
Well, I wanted him to be proud. It's good for a boy to be proud of his father.
But why lie? Why not let him be proud of you for what you really are?
Well, why make it tough for him?
Well, I don't like lying.
Well, I know what's wrong, but... Well, this made the boy so happy. He thinks I'm a hero. So why disilluminate him?
Well, all right, have it your way, but I warn you.
Bob, look. Well, what's the matter, Junior?
You look in the school paper, your picture.
My picture in the school paper? Well, ain't that nice, I think. Oh, in the football uniform.
Oh, no. Some surprise, huh? I picked the whole thing up with the sports editor. What a story. Just look what it says. Ex-giant gridiron star, now pupil of John J. Bosco at Snide School.
Ex-giant gridiron star.
Yeah, the editor wanted to say player, but I made him write star.
gridiron star.
Well, at least they use the word gridiron. And listen to this. Scoop, your editor learned today that Junior Riley's father, Chester Riley Sr., years ago was one of the biggest names in pro football. I told him to use the word biggest. I guess I exaggerated a little.
No, you didn't, Junior. Your father is one of the biggest.
Hank, please. Junior, why did you do it?
Why not? It's true.
Yeah, sure, it's true, but the publicity...
Gee, I'm sorry. I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
Oh, that's all right, son. I'm proud that you're proud of me. I ain't worried. In a couple of days, everybody will forget all about it.
Hello, Riley. It's me.
Oh, hello. Come on in. Hank, I want you to meet a classmate of mine from night school, Bruce McCoy.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. McCoy?
Hi. Listen, Riley, why didn't you tell us?
Tell you what?
Tell you what, he says. About the Giants. What it says here in the school paper. I made my kid read it to me 3 times. And when it sunk in, I come right over.
Well, sons that helped him, the truck.
In assists. But he was scoring tonight. He had 8 assists.
Rice can play at a high level anymore. Number one, he's a run.
And see the Kia model lineup that has the experts
Your future begins here with an
Byron Wizard White Award. Congrats.
Built to do the job right, and Congress has recognized the UA and its signatory contractors for their veterans in pipe.
Talk about him not being in the sport. You see what an impact he has on the sport on a week-to-week basis.
Well, you know, man, look, Kyle might rub a lot of people, Kyle, but...
And it's a mass of humanity.
It's commercial.
Yeah, just add some interesting stuff. Like, stop throwing it back to the studio. You know what I mean? Throw a little vignette in there. Maybe get
somewhere in that
steel.
Yeah.
Dealing with a declining performance.
And then you can go get me some biscuits talking like that.
Cursing a lot. I don't remember exactly what I was saying. I was cursing because my head was split open. It was my birthday. I was drunk. I cursed when those things aren't happening to me. I don't remember exactly. Fuck this shit sucks. I'm in South Carolina with my head split open. Nah! Sir, enough profanity. Hey, shut the fuck up, Jill Billy. I got health insurance. I'll curse as much as I want. Sir, there are families in here.
Oh, so my cursing is ruining their emergency room experience?
Such a pleasant place. I was sure your experience when my dad got shot. The doctors and nurses were very attentive. The facilities were top notch, but what ruined it was the guy in the next bed that just kept saying, motherfucker. So the doctor comes in, he explains what's going on. Hannibal, you have a gash in your forehead, so you need about 7 stitches to sew that up. And you also have a slight fracture in your skull, but that'll heal on its own in 3 to 4 weeks. And I said, dude, did you just tell me my face is broken? I said, yes, it'll heal on its own in a few weeks. Said, wait, why are you saying that so calmly? Because now you're making me feel calm about it, and that's not how I want to feel about it. I need you to... My face is broken, man. Show some intent. Dude, your face is broken. What? Now I'm worried. I got a cracked skull. One of them walking around the streets. One of my enemies find out. They uppercut me. My top gets popped. My brain falls out in the street. I die like that. My mom would be horrified if I died like that. So my skull up, man. I got health insurance. So I didn't die. That was pretty cool that I didn't die. You know, I'm worried about dying. I'm not scared of death. I'm scared of somebody, like, crip walking on my grave and shit. Somebody can just crip walk on your grave. You can't do anything about it. It's just ruining your legacy. Stop crip walking on my grave, man. I want to be immortal. Sometimes I think about what famous people would die before me. Natural causes. It's who's healthier. I think Lil Wayne would die before him because he drinks a lot of syrup with no symptoms. And
I feel like LeBron James will live longer than me. The dude is healthy. He can dunk. I can't dunk. And he'll live longer than me. Will Smith is in his 40s. I need Will Smith to die before me. I don't want to die before Will Smith, because then I miss that awesome Fresh Prince of Bel-Air marathon.
To be on TNT the week after Will Smith dies. I don't want to miss that. If you're a real American, you wouldn't want to miss that either. Vote Will Smith dying before Hannibal.
I'm living in LA for the next few weeks. I had to rent a car for the full time, but then I had to come here to New York for 2 days. And so I went to the agency and said, hey, I'm renting this car. Can I give it to y'all for 2 days while I go away, and y'all just hold the car because it's yours? I'll be back to get it. And they said, no, we can't do that. I said, well, you should just take the car because it's your car, and I got the full insurance, so if I have to leave with it, I might just crash just out of spite. They said, we can't do that. We might rent the car out on accident. Just put up a sign and say, hey, this is Hannibal's car. He's a cool dude. He'll be back to get the car in 2 days. He's still paying for it. They said, well, if we do that for you, then we'd have to do it for everybody. Now you dumb. You can just do it for me and then never speak of it again. I don't got any examples.
Oh, boy. Well, fun. We have fun. Oh, yes. All right. You guys have a good Monday. Podcast will be up in like an hour. I don't know. Brad wants to talk about Bloodborne, I guess. I don't know. And then Bloodborne Live thing tomorrow. So check that out. Yeah. Good times. See you guys.